Hey, this is Karen. I'm so glad you're here, and I can't wait to introduce you to my favorite people in the world, rock movers. Rock movers are people who are doing what others see as impossible. They are achieving goals that were once only dreams. She's probably a mom, wife, sister, friend, CEO, or entrepreneur, and she's an all-around rock star. While she's moving rocks out of her own bag, you can bet that she's helping move the rocks for other women too. And I know she's moving rocks for me. So come on in and join us and meet my rock movers. All right, rock movers, I am so excited to share our guest with you today. She has the cowgirl spirit, and her name is Janin Flom.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly because our names are so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Jan is a dairy farm girl from Indiana who now lives in Texas. She has a nursing background and has worked in the hospice area for many years. After moving to Texas, she became intrigued by the cowgirl spirit and quickly learned that the cowgirl mindset is an absolute. So she felt that everyone should have this great attitude and wrote a book, Roping the Storms of Life Like a Cowgirl. Her book was just released and can be found on most online stores. And we're going to share with you how you can get it after you watch this episode. Janet, thank you so much for bringing your sparkle to my Rock Movers episode. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you so much, Karen. I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, we have had an opportunity to chat the other day, and I was so excited about this episode. So I got my bling on today. I'm wearing a little bling in honor of you.
I'm glad. You know, you look darling. Good for
you.
You know what? We girls need to sparkle, honey. Just cowgirls need to sparkle. Okay.
That's right.
And absolutely.
I love, and I'm gonna switch things up because we talked about this beforehand about my rock movers, but I really want to jump into the sparkle piece. So I'm gonna switch my questions for you. So how do you show up and sparkle in your own life?
Well, you know, I think I was born with it. I think it just came. Yeah, I just was born with sparkle, you know. And I have to tell you about the fact that I designed, you know, working with my hospice patients and, you know, and their families. After I no longer did that, I kind of retired from that. And I decided I wanted to design, and I did a design, Don't Allow Cancer to Dull Your Sparkle.
I
lived up in, I had a summer home up in Big Bear Lake, California, and because they loved it so much, the sparkle so much, they did a proclamation for October 19th as Sparkle Day. And so we had a huge gathering at downtown for Sparkle Day. And I had my friend played the cello, and we did Beethoven Ode to Joy. And I had, you know, my cancer patients talk about their cancer and their journey and what they've been through and their families. And it was just amazing. And it is copywritten, and it is in the archives in Washington, D.C. Don't allow cancer to dull your sparkle. And, you know, I just have a sign up in my bedroom. You sparkle every day. You know, we just need to get that sparkle on because now it's so important. You know, it really is. And I don't know, like I said before, you know, I just feel like that I've been totally blessed. And God just gave me that sparkle. And
I love it. Well, I love that you share your sparkle with others. You don't just keep it to yourself and your family.
I don't.
You share it everywhere you go, and you just you just shine and sparkle from the inside out. Aww. And your mantra and what you did with Don't Let Cancer Dull Your Sparkle is so important to me, as we discussed. Right. And many of the Rock Movers know my sister-in-law, Rhonda, is currently struggling with cancer. And she's a survivor that's still in treatment in Colorado. And you were so kind to share your sparkle with her. And I just want to thank you on air and my readers and people that listen to this know just how precious you are and that you don't just talk the talk. This girl walks the walk. So you've already shared how you're sparkling for others, but I want you to tell us more, because there is so much more that everybody needs to learn about you, because that sparkle transmits over to this cowgirl attitude. So tell me about that. How did this farm girl from Indiana, lived in California, end up in Texas loving the cowgirl attitude?
Okay, well, let me tell you this story, and it's pretty interesting. I lived in California, and you know, I just have Chad, and mm-hmm. I have two nieces here that live here, and Chad says, "Mom, you just need to come to California. I mean, you just need to come to Texas, you know, move from California." I said, "Son, I have a 4-bedroom, 3-bath house that's full of stuff. You know, Karen, our stuff.
Our stuff that we collect along the way. Our sparkle.
Our sparkle. Stuff." And so he said, "Mom, let's just do it." So I gave my stuff away, you know, my nieces, you know, whoever wanted it, come and get it. And so I kept what I wanted, you know, with my mom and dad's stuff. And so we got the U-Haul, Chad, myself, and my kitty, Sophie, and we came to Texas. I had no clue what was here. I just wanted to come because I thought it was going to be a journey. And listen, honey, I'm no spring chicken. And it's just like, oh my gosh, here I am at this age and I'm moving to Texas. How fabulous. But anyway, so I moved here, and some women at my church, we decided that we would go and have lunch because one of the gals worked in Fort Worth. And she worked in Fort Worth, and she said, "Well, let's go down to the Stockyards, but let's have lunch at Joe T. Garcia's."
One of my favorites.
And so we went to Joe T. Garcia's and had lunch. We were finished, and I looked over to the next table, and there were these women. Mm-hmm. There are 8 women that sat at this table, and they were cowgirls. They were, you know, older women, but they sparkle. I mean, they were beautiful women, and they acted like they were having so much fun together. So we started to go over and talk to them, and I couldn't believe how wonderful, and you know, they said, "Oh, why don't you come and join us? We'd love to talk to you." I said, "Oh no, that's okay. You guys enjoy your lunch." And I said, "It was so wonderful meeting you. Girls are fabulous. You know, these girls, they worked on a ranch, or they had ranches." Mm-hmm. And they all get together maybe, you know, once a month and chat and talk. And so I was absolutely thrilled with these women. And so I went home and I thought, you know, these cowgirls, there's something about these cowgirls that I want to know about. Mm-hmm. So I got, you know, so I thought, you know, I'm going to start reading about him. And so we went to the bookstore. Chad and I went to the bookstore, and Chad found a book. And let me show you the book. It's that he says, "Mom, you need to get this book." So I did. And it's Cowgirl Power. It's Cowgirl Power, Kick-Ass in Business Life by Gay Gaddis. I don't know.
Love if you it. Could
see. Okay.
And, see it. Yep.
And she was a cowgirl. She was raised on a ranch. And so she, in every chapter, she talked about how this cowgirl mentality got her to the point where she was a kick-ass businesswoman. And I thought, this is for me.
Oh, Jan, I love it. Oh, yeah. I could totally see how this just fits you. It's perfect. And I don't know how it took you so long to get to Texas.
I don't know either, honey, but it was just meant to be when, just meant to be. But anyway, so, you know, I just thought, this is great. So I got the book and I started reading and I thought, you know, I think I need to write a book. And did I have a clue about writing a book? No. My sister, this was in December, okay? My sister was here and she said, I said, Nance, what do you think about me writing a book? She says, I think it's fabulous. Let's go get a computer. I had a computer, but she wanted to get me a new one for the book. So we went and got a computer. And so we were, you know, we're sitting at the breakfast table. And so we were talking about, you know, the theme of the book, everything. And so it just started from there. And it's my book. It's called Roping the Storms of Life Like a Cowgirl.
I love it. Yes, yes, yes. And so we're going to make sure everybody has a link.
Okay,
to this.
Good. And so, and it's just, I believe it was a God thing. I had no clue how to write. I didn't know. I just sat down at the computer and started writing. And it just came. It was just a God thing. I was so inspired. And so I started writing. And the thing is about my book is Roping the Storms is after, it's a small book and, you know, it won't take you long to read, but after each chapter, there are worksheets, and my sister did those worksheets for me because she's got 2 master's degree in psychology, whatever. She says, you know, I'll help you do these worksheets. She says, I think it's important that after each chapter, you have these worksheets so people can look at those. They can absolutely write down, you know, their fears and, you know, what, you know, motivates them or, you know, how they're getting through this pandemic, how they're getting through life right now, because it's so tough. And so after each chapter are these worksheets and scriptures at the bottom, you know, so
love
they can
that.
Look at that.
What a perfect time. I mean, we all need that reflection, that mirror to be held up so we can see where we are, but then have the guidance and the scripture to back up where we go next.
Absolutely, Karen. And, you know, when I came to Texas, I decided that I was going to, you know, keep on designing. So I did Roping the Cure for Cancer, Cowgirl Up, Roping the Cure for Cancer. And I did a mug and I did a Cowgirl Up hat. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the Cowgirl Museum in Fort Worth, Texas. And I asked them if I could do a video there. And they said, sure. And those women at the Cowgirl Museum are fabulous. I love them. They were so sweet and kind to me. And they said, sure, Jan, you know, just go out. You can do it outside. So I did it out by that famous cowgirl statue. Mm-hmm. And I got a wonderful, wonderful production company. And it was filmed. And I talked about, you know, cancer and how women and people with cancer and other illnesses can adopt this cowgirl spirit to get them through what they need to get through with their illness. And it's so important. And you can go and look at the video on courageofacowgirl.com. And it's there. And it's just, and I was so thrilled about, well, the production company did such a wonderful job because, you know, they videoed outside and it's wonderful. You know, I'm so proud of it that, you know, that we can get, you know, we can get this cowgirl mentality. And I never knew in a million years, I love cowgirls. But I, in a million years, I didn't realize what cowgirls were really all about. Yeah. And it's about, they are warriors. Mm-hmm. They are the wonder women. I'm telling you, they have this spirituality and this mentality about them that they can do anything fearlessly. They can't, they have fear, But they don't, but the, it, it goes away.
They don't let it stop them. And no. that's, I think that's, you know, from my journey, I shared, you know, my journey with you and, I live in the city now, but you know, my daughter roped and, she was in rodeo and she was Miss Rodeo Texas. And, you know,
that's fabulous.
All things that maybe if, when you look at someone, you maybe, make some assumptions based on how they look,
right.
but the, you know, a cowgirl doesn't have to be wearing Wrangler's boots and spurs and a cowgirl hat.
Oh, absolutely.
It is a mentality. It is a lifestyle and it is a spirit. And it's that spirit of courage, of never giving up, persevering through the hardest times and the hardest challenges, and really making a larger impact for the greater good. Because, you know,
absolutely.
whether she's a farmer or she's ranching or she's, you know, on a dairy farm or crop farmer, whatever she is and whatever she's doing, the cowgirl attitude gets you through the 5 o'clock morning shifts and the 12 midnight, you know, births and whatever else the storms of life throw at you. Like you said, roping the storms of life like a cowgirl. It's just that never surrender, never give up spirit.
And oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, when you see, just like with your daughter, and I'm sure just like with you, when they get dressed up, when they got their hats on and their wonderful Western clothing and their boots, don't they sparkle?
Absolutely.
They have this inner, I don't know what you would call it, but it's
I think it inner, brings a level of confidence and strength.
It is. It is the inner strength and confidence that they portray and they give to others. They really do. And what little girls out there, they want to be cowgirls just like them.
Yeah.
And good for them. You know, good for them.
Yeah, I love that. And in a world where, you know, we have this feminism movement, I think you can be a woman and a strong woman without emasculating a man, because we need strong men. You know, I'm all for strong men and strong cowboys.
Too.
And, you know, I married one. I kind
of
like him. But I can, but I can still be that strong woman and, you know, show up for the world as that without, you know, tarnishing anyone else's sparkle.
Right. And the thing is, you know, my book came out just this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just the timing. You know, I'm so grateful because the timing is so good, because with this pandemic that we're involved in right now, we have to get the cowgirl mentality. There is no doubt in my mind that this cowgirl mentality has to get with everyone out there, needs it. Because
so if I'm someone, let's say in the city, so I've never been around horses, I've never really been around cowgirls. I mean, even people in the Dallas area, you know, Texas is a big rodeo state. It's our state sport. But I still may not have grown up around that. What would you tell me about what I could do to adhere to the cowgirl spirit, maybe the cowgirl code, if you will?
Well, I think that, you know, you have to, if you really want to get that cowgirl, you have to, you know, it's a positive thing. You have to have that positive attitude.
Yes.
And you have, if you really want, you need to read up. You need to, if you're a girl, a little girl that wants to, you know, be a cowgirl, be in the rodeo, you know, whatever. And, you know, you're sitting in your home and you're thinking, there's something more to life than this. You know, I'm thinking about being a cowgirl. Well, sweetheart, what you need to do is you need to read up on these cowgirls and what they do and how they have this positive attitude. And your attitude has got to change into this positive mentality that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Absolutely.
That's what you have to do. You have to set your mind to it. Because if you don't, you're lost.
I'll tell you, when you say that, there is a family that immediately comes to my mind. The young girl is currently the National High School Rodeo Queen. And her name is Laramie Deering. She's from Texas. She lives in Paradise Sunset out there. They're building a house, so she's in Sunset now. But her mom, Benita Deering, is the epitome of what you just said. She is that positive, uplifting, encouraging. She's going to see the opportunity, not the challenge. And she pours that into people everywhere she goes.
Well, I think that, you know, it's if you're a little girl and you, you know, tell your mom and dad, you know what, I really want to do this. I think it's up to the parents to encourage them, to, you know, to uplift them and say, you know what, if that's what you want to do, well, let's do it. Let's get this done. Yeah. You know, so the parents have got to give them the love and the encouragement to do what these girls want to do. Because yeah, if they have it in their heart, it's not going to go away, Karen. It is never going to go away because it's always going to be there.
Okay? There's something about girls and ponies too. So if you have a little girl that loves horses, I really want to encourage you to support that, like Jan just said. But there is something very special about the rodeo world because you do become a family. And so you may not know anything about rodeo, but you want to get started. Message me if this is you, and I will connect you to people that will help you, that will teach your daughter, teach your sons, and get you connected to this world where you can, you know, borrow until you can make sure that you get started. And that's what the rodeo family does. That's what the cowgirl and cowboy code is to help others.
Well, and I also think that, you know, with each of us, I think that to have get this mentality, I think we have to get up every single morning and be grateful. Mm. You know, gratitude is amazing. How your day can change with gratitude. Dear God, thank you for another day. Thank you for giving me this, you know. Thank you for that. I may have this opportunity to do what I want to do. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Gratitude is so important.
Absolutely.
And a positive attitude. And with your parents giving, helping you with that positive attitude, it's just vital. It's vital. You got to have it in your heart.
Yeah. Well, I love that you're really speaking to the kids today. And I know you mentioned that you have a cowgirl code.
I do.
For 2020.
Yeah. Let me read it to you. I created this cowgirl creed for 2020.
Creed, that's right.
It's the cowgirl creed for 2020.
Yes.
A cowgirl weathers these present storms like roping a 1,000-pound steer. She is soft but strong. She knows these days won't last forever. So she takes a deep breath and rides on. She looks ahead, never looking at the downside, always looking for the possibilities, and that is so important. And she never focuses on the what ifs. A cowgirl will stand on the ride of her life and proclaims in the depths of her soul, I will make it through this storm by the grace of God, because I am a cowgirl with an unlimited faith in tomorrow.
Oh, I love that. That is so beautiful. And that is straight from the heart. I can tell.
It is. And, you know, and all these little girls need to have that cowgirl creed in their rooms. You know, if they want to be this cowgirl, even the adult cowgirls have it in the room. The rodeo girls have it in your room. You know, read it. It's important.
It is important to have that positive outlook and that never give up spirit and that hope and faith.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So important.
Especially today, the day after the elections is when we're recording this. And, you know, it has been a crazy environment. It doesn't matter which side you're on. It's crazy. It's crazy. It has made people crazy and torn families and friendships. Right. And we've gotten so far away from our community and the love, just the love of people, regardless of whether you believe what I believe or look the way I look or vote the way I vote.
Right.
You know, our calling is to love. And so I wish we could just pour this creed and this attitude into everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's my goal. That's, you know, on Facebook, I do Monday morning inspirations.
Yes.
Every Monday I do that. And, you know, I have a lot of cowgirls that follow me, and I do, I have Cowgirls for Christ and Cowboys for Christ, and I'm involved with them. And so they get my Monday inspiration as well. And so Pastor Chris is, and it is all over the United States, Cowboys, Cowgirls for Christ. And I'm so blessed to be involved with them. It's just been a total blessing to me. And my cowgirls, you know, they say, oh, Jan, I look forward to your Monday morning inspiration. And, you know, it just warms me because I'm just blessed that I can do that.
You are blessed to be a blessing, and that is what you are. You are a blessing for all of us, and I am so excited. I just confirmed, so Jan sent a book to my sister-in-law, and my brother just responded, and he said, yes, he got it today.
So
thank you so much. I don't know if she's physically going to be able to read it, because vision is one of the things that's been affected by the brain tumor, but the nurses can read it to her, and my brother can read it to her. So thank you for that.
Listen, I'm more than happy to do that for her. I really am.
This is just why I love you and why I knew that you would be perfect for this Rock Movers podcast. And I just wanted to share your sparkle with my world. And I want to encourage my listeners and followers to seek out Jan. I'll give you her Facebook page. You'll be able to find her book. There's going to be places that you can find it, but if it's not available where you go, absolutely check on Amazon, correct?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, it's on Walmart, it's everywhere. The book is everywhere, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm very grateful for that.
And if you live in the Dallas area and would like a signed copy of the book, then please reach out to me or to Jan, and we will get you a signed copy, because that's the kind of person that she is, and you want a signed copy. So
and these girls that want to be a cowgirl, yes, I want to reach out to them. I want to get them a book, you know, and the Cowgirl Creed. You know, I'd be happy to send them that Cowgirl Creed. I'd be happy to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm speaking to our Texas High School Rodeo contestants at their clinic here in a couple weeks. And so I think I need to get those girls a copy of that creed.
I would love to, yeah. And, you know, if you need me to talk to them too, I would be happy to do that.
Well, it's down. I'm being invited as a guest. So I'm not sure if I can get you in front of them, but I need to get your words in front of them until we can get you in
absolutely front of them. Absolutely. So, that would be fabulous. Karen, thank you so much. You're just such a precious lady.
And thank you.
I'm so appreciative. I'm so grateful for you.
Well, that's what this is all about. It's all about relationships and connections. And you have just blessed me beyond belief. And I just want to take your sparkle and share it with everybody. So thank you for being willing to come on and to share. And as we wrap up, I think we're getting close to, let me check my time. I don't want to. Okay, we've got 3.5 minutes, so I don't want to. I don't want to lose any time. I want to be valuable for everything. So, what is one thing if for someone that they just think, you know, I would love this cowgirl lifestyle, but I didn't grow up a cowgirl. I didn't grow up in, you know, Fort Worth. I live in maybe somewhere else that's very urban. What can you tell them about?
I can tell them that, you know, it's just that if they want to do this and they have it in their hearts that this is what they want to do, then they need to pursue it. It's so important. And it's so important to have that positive attitude and know I can do this. I may live in, you know, an urban area. So what? You know, so what?
And if you can't live the lifestyle, you can live the attitude.
And absolutely, you can live the attitude and get reading, read about these cowgirls, find somebody, you know, that maybe, you know, reach out to somebody that is a cowgirl, that is a, you know, a young girl that wants to be, you know, a cowgirl.
Absolutely.
And maybe you, the girls can get together and talk about it. It's so important to have that positive attitude that I know that I can do this.
Absolutely.
It's got to be in your heart. And if you know it, then you can do it.
That's right. And for those that aren't aware, we're coming into the winter months. And so this is time for rodeo finals. We've got the NFR.
Go to the rodeo.
They can go to the rodeo. They can go up to RFD TV and watch it. PRCA.org or ProRodeo.com. They can find out how to watch the rodeo, learn about it, learn about the sport. It's all online, y'all. Don't use that as an excuse.
And the thing is, if you reach out to somebody and, you know, they say, you know, I really would love, if it's a cowgirl, and you never know what's going to happen. I mean, you never know the possibilities that's in front of you.
That's
you
right.
Just don't know. So you reach out to these cowgirls. You talk to them, and who knows?
They never know where it can go.
And you never know. So you gotta have that attitude and say, I want to do this. Can you help me?
Yeah. Can I tell you, I don't know anybody that's in the Western rodeo industry that if they had someone come up and say, how can I get involved? We are all about promoting the sport of rodeo, promoting the Western lifestyle and the Western way of just being and existing. So reach out to someone. Reach out to Jan, reach out to myself.
Yeah.
We will connect you to someone to,
absolutely.
You answers.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, these, and I think it's just so important. If they do want that, then you gotta go for it. You just can't sit back. You gotta go for it.
That's the first step, is taking the decision, making the decision and taking the step that I'm gonna go for it. That's right.
Absolutely.
My motto for 2020 is, if I want something, even if I'm scared, I'm going to do it scared.
It's fear? No.
That's right.
I talk about fear in my book, and I, you know, hey, fear is the, fear is, what's fear? False evidence appearing
real. That's right.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to get in on this. I knew it.
False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. Get that out of your head, because cowgirls, they don't keep it. It may be there, but they don't keep it. They don't keep it in their head. They get it out.
Yeah, I like the saying of fear is face everything and run, or you can face everything and rise.
Absolutely.
You got two choices. You can see it in a negative way or in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Choice is up to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's true.
And I'm not a runner, so in any sense of the
neither.
Word.
Neither.
Well, Jan, it has just been a delight having you on. I know my listeners are going to enjoy this, and your personality just bubbles across, even through the web and the radio. So I know that they're going to love this. And for those that are listening on our podcast, you can't see her, but this woman is just sparkles all over. So you've got to go check her out on Facebook. It's Jan Flaum, and that's PFLAUM, because on the screen it's showing.
Janet. Yeah.
Yes. And it's Janet. That's correct.
Yeah. And that's my birth name, but I go by Jan, by Jan, but I, on Facebook, it's Janet Flaum. Yeah.
So it says Chad's iPad. That's just because Chad is helping us out today. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah.
But just look for the Sparkle Girl. She's a Facebook friend of mine. So if you can't find her, connect to me and she's one of my friends. But it's Janet, P-F-L-A-U-M. You'll see her name all over this podcast. But connect with her and just get your sparkle on, ladies, because you are going to love this lady. And we always show these. Oh, you're so welcome. I'm the one that's just so appreciative. I show these podcasts on Fridays, even though it's for my Rock Movers podcast on Facebook. This is my Fangirl Friday. So I just want to share, it is no secret, Jan, I am your absolute fan. I just love you and adore you. So thank you so much.
And thank you.
And you guys have a great weekend. Don't let cancer dull your sparkle. If you're facing that, reach out, get the book, get some encouragement, stand strong. Face it, fight it, never give up.
Absolutely. And
we are here to help you move the rocks in your life. So thank you for moving mine.
Aw, thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, it's Karen. Just one more word before we go. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening and for supporting our Rock Movers family. I want to invite you to connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Just search for Coach Karen Gray. And if you're interested in becoming a guest on the show or learning about how we could work together in the coaching space, just send me an email at karen@coachkarengray.com. Until next time, just remember to keep moving those rocks.